it's a Monday morning quickie. You don't have time for the full thing. You only got time for a quickie, and that's what we're here for. It's Clancy. It's Feidelberg breaking you up a little something-something on your Monday morning. Today, we're talking college relationships. Hashtag stop college relationships 2K17. If you're following Old Row or you follow any of the Barstool Viceroy accounts, you've seen this hashtag. You've seen this movement. It's usually accompanied by videos that are the absolute most demoralizing, depressing thing in the world. It's usually a young man drunk at a tailgate and a young lady just berating him publicly. It's a couple who are like making out on the dance floor like sloppy teenagers who don't even realize what they're doing. It's usually two people who just can't see how ridiculous they are for trying to be in a committed monogamous relationship when you're in college. The latest one I saw was at the Harvard-Yale tailgate. Was that the game that this weekend? And this girl, there's two Harvard nerds, and this girl was shit-faced, and this guy was bombed, and she was just berating him because she found him sliding in DMs. And she was like, I'm glad I caught you! I'm glad I caught you! And then she just punches him right in the stomach. And this dude, he just kind of was like, and he just like kind of hunched over holding his stomach like King Hippo and Mike Tyson's punch out when you get him right in the belly button. And it was half, ow, that hurt, half, I'm completely demoralized and I've been socially castrated by this girl because I am in a college relationship. And so here I am today. It's a PSA to all you people out there. Don't get in a college relationship. They are the stupidest, most glorious waste of time, effort, and energy, and the opportunity cost is just through the motherfucking roof. And now I'm sitting here, to my left, is something of a romantic. And I'm almost positive I'm not going to like his take on this situation. John, hashtag stop college relationships 2K17. I won't hear otherwise.
I think college relationships get a bad rap,
man.
You
are a fucking asshole. You are a fucking asshole.
I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not trying to be a contrarian either. Like, I mean, I was in a college relationship and I didn't hate it. Like, it was like, I don't regret being in a relationship in college. Like, I'm not like, oh man, I could have fucked so many girls, dude. Like,
it's not even about that. It's about that. It's certainly about that, but it's more just about the complete and total freedom. College, the whole point of college is to literally do whatever you want, whenever you want. You have certain responsibilities. You can blow them off whenever you want. You can be drunk 24/7. You can fuck whoever you want. You can not fuck whoever you want. You can do anything you want and don't have to answer to anybody unless you just decide to put yourself in that situation and say, you know what? You see that ball and chain over there? I'm going to wrap myself up in it. Do you see that headache? I'm going to inject it directly into my skull. All of that extra worry, effort, time, all of that. Yeah, no, I'll do that. Let me sign up for that willingly. Idiot.
I guess the middle ground we'll find here is I did all that. Like, and this is where you have a long distance relationship.
You love the long distance too. I understand your take on long distance, but I think that's also a glorious waste of time.
But like, just everything you just said, I did. And so, I had a girlfriend too. Like I did whatever the fuck I wanted.
The benefit was just like every, you know, like month or 6 weeks or something that she would show up and you guys would like fuck all weekend and then she'd go home.
Well, then you also have the emotional support as a benefit. True. Like just a month of like.
True. Like the phone call when you need it. Yeah, in between.
It's like a therapist. A
little safety blanket.
Yeah. A safety blanket. Yeah. Not a therapist. A safety blanket. Just like, yeah, you got somebody you can talk to. And then that's it.
As long as. Okay. Here's the thing. Let me rephrase, because I'm not going to be a total hardo and sit here and be like, don't date anybody ever and don't do,
one of the things people love to say when it comes to college relationships, too, is like, you're never going to last. Like, you're not going to.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, well, that's like, I mean, it's like, if I didn't do all of the things I knew weren't going to permanently be a fixture of my life, I wouldn't do anything.
I'd be a fucking weirdo.
Like, I mean, sometimes you gotta like just experience certain things and then because you grow on them. It's like, all right, that one didn't work, but the next one I'll know that. Or I mean, I do it at work too. Like we've tried different things on the podcast and different things on the blog and they don't work, but now like you have the experience and all that shit. So you can't only limit yourself to doing things in life that are 100% going to last forever. That's silly. But there is some element of like when those times where you're getting punched in the stomach and you're bending over.
I love a good scrap.
you're worrying and you're fighting and you're missing out on fun all for something that you almost deep down somewhere in your brain know is going to be over by your second semester junior year. It does seem like a glorious waste of time. But this is what I'll say. because again, I can't sit here and be hypocritical. I was always in relationships. I've always bounced around from girl to girl.
But like dude, like you sit at home at night and you're like, fuck, I wish I wasn't in a relationship.
Nah, like sit at home, it doesn't keep me up at night. But when I think back on those years, I'm like, I should not have done. Like
that's true.
I could have had a lot more fun. I'll say this. You can get in a relationship whenever you want. College, high school, whenever you want. Because you fall for a girl. I mean, like I said, I did it all the time. I find a girl, I get very into her, and I want to, like, do all the relationship. I want to, like, you know, I like the chase, and I like the, like, I got you.
You sound like a guy who likes to be in a relationship.
Maybe perhaps romantic.
Might be a romantic guy. Ooh.
But this is what I'll say.
Voice break there.
This is what I'll say. The moment it goes sour, get the fuck out. Being in a bad, floundering, failing college relationship is literally the dumbest thing you can do as a human.
I was in that too, but I got it for some reason. I still like don't look back at it with regret.
Not much of a regret.
I mean, I like to fight. I like to fight too. I'm a lover who likes to fight sometimes, and so I know I can just call something. Like, that's basically what I had. I don't know why I was talking about like an emotional support blanket like that. I had someone I could call and yell at, and I could yell, call and like
I had a metaphorical punching bag,
and someone who would do the same to me. Like that was. That was our relationship. Like,
that is quite literally the definition of an abusive relationship.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I wouldn't call, like, to, like, just, like, scream at
hey,
her.
Hey, fuck you!
Isn't there, like, some cartoon where it's, like, two neighbors like that? Where it's just, like,
screaming at each other.
Like, just go outside, like.
You call up her dorm. Hi, is she there? Yeah, put her on. Hey, fuck you!
Oh, we just, like, I do think I'm with you on the fact that, when it's bad, it's bad. But like the moment you get punched in the stomach at a tailgate, that's it.
Walk away.
That's,
you're done.
That's where the college relationships come into problems.
Yes,
because we get like the I feel like every guy is Andy Bernard when he's trying to announce about Aaron. Where he's like, I just don't want the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you fucking do, man. Like you fucking
you want
love
a
the
little
drama.
Bit of the drama. You don't want all of the drama, John.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys like want all of it. I think
you're projecting. Like, you're projecting.
I'm certainly projecting. I'm not projecting. I will outright admit I love it. I'm all about it. But I think guys more than you like more than they care to admit. Like you all very often a guy is like the one trying to get the girl back.
Yeah. Oh
right?
Yeah.
So,
he'll
get caught in the DMs, but he'll be like, dude, that means you like drama.
You'll
fucking sign into a chick's DMs, get caught cheating,
and then go
get
back,
punched in a tailgate, and then try and win that girl back.
Yep.
That's all on you. Like her reactions were fucking normal.
Justified. Yeah.
You were
the
drama with the dramatic
right.
one.
No doubt.
So I do think that once you get punched in the stomach in a tailgate. That's it.
That's certainly it. I would maybe like 75,000 steps earlier, I would pull the plug. Too.
I think it's because guys.
I just remember nights in college where I'm like on the phone, like schmoopy-schmoopying, trying to like talk my way out of something while in my head being like, I don't think I even like this chick anymore.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
am
yeah.
I doing?
Yeah.
At that point, when in that moment, I have visions of my friends being like, yo, we're going to the bar. And I'd be like, oh, I'll meet you there. I got to like deal with this. Like, no. The minute that you have that talk of like, I got to handle this bullshit so I can't go out and have fun. In college, you can't do it. Post-college, certainly when you're talking about getting married, whatever, you got to work through some shit. Life's hard, blah, blah, blah. When you're that age and you're doing that dumb shit, you're an idiot.
I think we just reached a hell of a compromise.
We did. You know what? that's just two adults not being assholes. You know, like we're not here for the hot takes. We're here for the real takes. This is a real take.
That's where we're at.
Sometimes they're real hot. Sometimes they're real take.
That's tough though. When you said like you're on the phone like trying to talk. Like I've been in bed and just like staring at the ceiling, like I don't give a fuck about you.
Yes,
but like,
and when you hit that moment,
but I'm not even gonna ask you to move your head because I can't feel my arm. Like, and like, never
I'm still
mind,
gonna give
never
you everything
dump
you want.
You. I can't even ask you to move an inch.
That is the worst too. But you know, she's comfortable, and you're just like, my arm is like on fire, hot, tingling.
I don't want to be in this relationship, and she's cutting off.
When you have that moment, whether it's college, high school, afterwards, whatever, when you really have hit the point of no return, and you know it, be honest with yourself. And pull the fucking ripcord. Because no matter how much you're going to break that girl's heart or piss her off or whatever it may be, it's going to be so much worse a semester from now, a year from now, whatever. And the problem with college is that, like, you see the person. It's very hard to break up, and then, like, you see them on campus. You see them at
you
the bars.
The same friend. There's a reason you started fucking each other.
Exactly.
Because you have the same friends hanging out in the same places.
As convenient as it was to get together, it's that inconvenient to break up. But you got to do it. You got to fucking pull the ripcord. So it's not necessarily stopped. relationships. Hashtag stop relationships 2K17. It's hashtag stop bad college relationships 2K17.
There it is.
That's the compromise. The long distance thing, that's up to you. I don't know. I think it's probably a good idea to have a long distance girlfriend and fuck someone else on campus too. That's what I would tell you to do. But whatever. I don't know. I'm a sexual deviant and a social misfit, and I don't exactly give the best advice. That would be my choice, though. That would be what I would do.
I'm a romantic, so I just don't. I just have a phone call. I have a hotline to call sweet nothings to.
All right. That's it for Monday Quickie. Tomorrow we have a full-length episode. Wednesday we'll be back for another Quickie. Thursday and Friday, we're eating turkey and lounging, so we'll be back after that the following week. So you'll still get 3 episodes of KSU Radio on a short week, because that's what we do here. It's every day, bro. Shout out to Jake Paul.